Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Matthew 24:37, 38, 27. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. As the days of Noah, Father Noah. Yes, for as in the days of Father Noah that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Father Noah entered into the ark. Nehemiah 13:27. Shall we hearken unto you to do all this great evil? To transgress against our God. What were they doing in the days of Father Noah before the flood? Eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So it says, in the days of Noah shall also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days of Father Noah, they were eating, drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Father Noah entered into the ark. In Nehemiah 13:27, shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil? To transgress against our God in marrying strange wives. In marrying strange wives. If they're not just exactly like you with God, spiritual ministry and all that, and even domestic, they do not belong to you. God never planned it. Well, anyway, he said, shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil to transgress against our God? In marrying strange wives, you have transgressed and sinned against God by marrying some strange person, male or female. In Matthew 24:39, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall it also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. In Genesis 9:13-16, I do set my bow in the cloud. I do set my bow in the cloud. It shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. See, that's good English because God's first. It's not you and me, you and I. It's me and you. You got that? So I do set my bow in the cloud. It shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. Verse 19, and the bow shall be in the cloud. Where's the bow going to be? It's going to be in the cloud. And the bow shall be in the cloud. It's got to be in the cloud. And I will look upon it, God said, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh, not just humans, but all living creatures of flesh that is upon the earth. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Also, Luke 3:10, 12, and 13, and the people ask him, saying, what shall we do then? What shall we do? Then came also the publican to be baptized and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? Two of them asking it. And he said, exact no more than that which is appointed to you. Don't you do one iota less, and don't you try to be somebody you're not.
Yes, sir.
That God never had you to be. Now, we're talking about here, what would God have us to do with the many changes that come in life? Lord, what would you have me to do? Exact no more than that which is appointed unto you. There are a lot of people trying to do something, trying to do this, that, and the other, and they're just, God never anointed them. God never gifted them to do that. Just leave it alone. It's okay. Do what you do that God put a gift in you, and you'll be fine. And it will satisfy you. You'll be fulfilled. It's okay. You don't have to just be everybody else. Not everybody can be everybody else, right? But if you're not you, then we're missing a big link by you not being you, meaning what God's called you to do. Now, let's return to the times in ministry of Father Noah here today, which must learn and apply in ministry from many lessons in life, both good and both bad.
Yes.
Remember, Father Noah was the only one left that was righteous. Remember, get this in your mind right now. He was the only one left in the earth who was righteous in his generation during a terrible time of the earth's history. His grandfather, Methuselah, we're still there with them until they got in the ark.
Yes, sir.
And he passed away. Methuselah did. So, but it was left in the end before the rains began to come, the only person who was really alive and totally righteous was Father Noah. Are you hearing? So remember, Father Noah was the only one left righteous. That was after his grandfather Methuselah in his generation during a terrible time. Methuselah lived longer than anybody else, 969 years, the oldest recorded human being in age that we know. So remember, Father Noah was the only one left righteous in his generation during a terrible time of the earth's history. Genesis 6 and 9, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. He was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. He walked with God. He was a just and perfect man in his generation. And he walked with God. He walked with God like first man Adam and like ruler Enoch.
Yes, sir.
They both walked with God.
Yes, sir.
They walked with God. Very morally righteous in the eyes of God. So in the eyes of God, Father Noah was a very righteous man.
Amen.
Very righteous man. He lived righteously. He thought righteously. His actions were righteous. He was righteous within himself that the Lord had made him to be. A millennial later, 1,000 or so years later, God pointed out Father Noah again as a top example of righteousness. He points him out again by Prophet Ezekiel. Through the mouth of Prophet Ezekiel, Ezekiel 14:14, though these three men, Father Noah, Daniel, man of God, Job, were in it, they should only deliver their own souls by their righteousness. Though these three men were in it, state at that time, these three men, Father Noah, Prophet Daniel, man of God Job, were in it. They should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord God. In other words, they were the only righteous people almost at that time, so they saved their own souls by their righteousness toward God. So even years after, they're still talking about Father Noah's righteousness. God the Father chose Father Noah to start the whole world all over again. God the Father chose Father Noah to start the whole world over again after the flood for his seed to repopulate the whole world after the flood. His seed. And one of them turned out not good. Of his three sons, one turned out bad. Not all of Ham's sons were bad, but one was. Anybody hear that? And he really did bad things. We cannot overlook Father Noah's life and example. Father Noah cannot just get bypassed and merged in with all the other antediluvians before the flood. In other words, Father Noah cannot just get bypassed and merged in with all the other antediluvians, those before the flood. His life and times and ministry example and life occurrences need a close examination. Because even Jesus said, as it was in the days of Father Noah, so shall also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
According to most sources, Father Noah and family and animals. Now what, remember? He put a bow in the sky for the humans and also the living creatures.
Yes, sir.
And animals.
Right.
Both those living creatures. According to most sources, Father Noah and family and animals, according to most sources, Father Noah and family and animals were in the ark after God shut the door, shut them in, for a total of 371 days. 371 days. They were in the ark, so the totality of them shut in the ark was 371 days as far as we can find out. They were in the ark for 364 days after the flood rains began. So they were in it 7 days before the flood rains began. So they make 360, 371. You got it?
Yes, sir.
How many believe there's a major change for Father Noah? All them preaching 120 years, him and his grandfather Methuselah, and then them coming, God doing this, God doing this, God doing this, build the ark, on and on, getting the ark, on and on, the animals, et cetera, et cetera. Them up there for 360, 371 days shut in and can't get out because God shut the door. You got it? So we can see for the first 371 days includes the days of the mourning for Father Methuselah. Evidently, when he got on the ark, he passed away. 7 days. They were mourning for him there. And then the first of the 370 days includes 7 days of mourning for our father, for Father Methuselah. Then after the first 7 days, then the rain, the flood rains began. Now, you believe that's a change?
Yes,
God had told him, And then he's thinking, oh, my God, we're shut in here. Here's the flood water. And can you imagine all the people out there screaming, Father Noah, let us in. Open the door. My God, open the door. Come on, let us in. They're scratching on the side of it. Animals screaming out. He should, I would, but I've got a problem. God, shut the door. Don't let God shut the door on you. Of you not getting right with him. Anybody hear that?
Yes, sir.
So then after 7 days, Father Noah, the flood rains began. If that were the right numbering, then they would have been on the ark during the actual course of the great flood for 364 days. We've got 365 and then a leap year, you know, basically for one entire year. All right? So God said, now when that was over with, and Father Noah, about sending the dove out, about the dove went out and came back in, the dove. And finally, Father Noah knew that some vegetation was showing up above the waters.
Right.
And then he began to uncover the ark, you know, and then you get to a place here where God said, now go forth out of the ark and start the world all over again. Start the world all over again.
Right.
And God spake unto Father Noah, saying, Genesis 8:15, and God Elohim, the supreme God of all, the mighty God, spake. It's the word Dabar. He spake, and he spoke, and he arranged, and he subdued. And he said, look, I take control of you like you have been doing. I declare and pronounce unto you, and I command you and bid you and appoint you unto you. And the word unto, like I'm coming toward you, Father Noah, motion toward you. I am coming to tell you this myself. And Father Noah is the father. He's the patriarch of the flood, the father of the flood. Saying, all marring, I'm communing and considering, certifying, on and on and on, declaring, I'm giving you commandment and demanding and bidding and challenging you. You go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Now, he'll change this order in a little bit. Here he said, go forth, thou and thy wives and thy sons. Now, who was the most important, Father Noah, at times when? His wife or his sons? His sons. Because that's where the purpose was that was carried on that God had in him. That does not take away from a good wife. But it just means the sons, they're going to have to be more responsible. God's going to require more of them. That they're going to carry on what the father did. So it has to be from father to son, first of all, you see. Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Go forth. You go out of, you know, out from the ark. Thou, and the ark means like a box or an ark. Thou and all them with thee. With thee means near to you, very near to you, with you and among you, right with you. In Genesis 8:17, bring forth with thee every living creature.
Yes.
Bring forth with thee every living thing that you went in the ark with you. Who? Your wife, your sons, your daughters-in-law, all the animals, fowls. Bring them forth out of the ark with you.
Yes.
Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. Verse 18, and Father Noah went forth and his sons and his wife and his son's wife with him. They changed order that right then.
Right.
And his sons and his wife and his son's wife with him. Every beast and every living creature, Genesis 8:19 and down to 20, every beast and every creeping thing, that every fowl whatsoever creepeth upon the earth, after their kind went forth out of the ark. It has to be after their kind. You can only mate with like kind. Animals can only mate with like kind. Animals can only stay with like kind. Do you see? So if it's not like kind in every way, divine, spiritual, ministry, even how you do domestic things, on and on and on and on and on, it's not, God never planned it. It's a strange wife or a strange husband, stranger. Every beast, every creeping thing, every fowl there, whatsoever creepeth upon the earth, after their kind went forth out of the ark. So he kept saying, after their kind. And Noah built an ark unto the Lord and took every clean beast of every clean and every clean fowl offered burnt offerings upon the altar. Lord, what an awful thing for those animals to have to suffer like that. It's because of first man Adam making that one big mistake. And now God's going to have to come himself and become a man and shed his blood to even cover this and stop killing all these animals for sacrifices. So he built in an altar. He built it and he actually assembled an altar. And this word altar is altar, but it also means this is where animals are slain. God promised continual seed time and harvest. Now look, you got to hear all this. Think about all the changes that are taking place in Father Noah, his sons, his wife, his daughter-in-law. Think about the animal, the changes of their life. And God kept them all alive, I guess, as far as I know, on the ark. God promised continual seed time and harvest. God promised to never destroy the earth again with the flood. He said, I'll never destroy the earth again with the flood. He put a rainbow as a token of his promise and covenant in the cloud. God promised continual seed time and harvest. So somebody said, oh, where did Father Noah get grapes and all to make wine? Well, God promised there'd be seed time and harvest. So when he gets out of there, it's going to be there. And so there'll be seed in the earth to start all over again. Yes, you see? So God promised continual seed time and harvest. God promised to never destroy the earth again with a flood. He put a rainbow as a token of his promise, token of a covenant. And covenant. It's a token of his promise and covenant. Genesis 8:21, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore. I won't do it for man's sake. I won't curse the ground again for man's sake. For the imagination of the heart of man's heart is evil from his youth. The imagination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything that liveth as I have done. You see?
Yes, sir.
So again, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor. The Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. The imagination, the form, the conception, the purpose, the thing frame, the imagination, the conceiving in man's heart, in his mind, will, emotions, the whole being is evil. It's very bad. It's ill-favored, it's wrong from his beginning. Let me tell you something. If you don't come up in the right environment, children do what they are allowed to do. Somebody has to be ruling over them and telling them you can't do this.
Yes, sir.
They have to be under oversight and have to tell them they can't do this, have to keep them in check all the time. When they come out of that womb, even before they come out of that womb, they have to be taken in check. You've got to have the rule of God over them coming through you. Not tyranny, not cruel, but the rule of the Lord that helps people to be as they are to be.
Yes, sir.
If you throttle them coming out of there and you live right before them and you don't compromise at all, they're going to most likely be like that themselves. Children do what they are allowed to do. I do know that Esau was born and he was bad. And I don't know if there was some failure. I'm not sure. I don't know, but I do know he was bad from the same seed and through the same womb. I do know that. You see? Now, the Lord said, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. It's only evil, very evil continually. Genesis 8:22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. So while the earth remaineth, there's going to be seed time and harvest as long as this earth remaineth. And cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. So you can have seasons. Unless you live in some place, there's no change of season. So while the earth remaineth after the flood, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. And God blessed Father Noah and his sons and said unto them, he blessed him and his sons. Okay, so he blessed them. So listen to this. Hey, that means he also blessed Ham. And that's why Ham does not take the real firm blow of what he did. His son has to, because that God had already blessed Ham, but the curse comes on his son.
Yes, sir.
Anybody hear what I just said?
Yes, sir.
You got to hear what I just have said. Father Noah, God through Father Noah has already blessed Ham, but he's going to pass that curse down onto his son, because he didn't bless his son. He blessed Ham.
Right.
So the blessing was there. But then his offspring, all that offspring turned out to bad. Homosexuality, all kind of stuff. Perversion passed down through one of his bloodlines. Surely was. So while the earth remaineth, seed time, harvest, cold, heat, summer, winter, day and night shall not cease. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, God bless them. Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. You see that?
Yes,
so you multiply, you increase, multiply, and you replenish. You replenish, furnishing, not only fulfilling it and replenishing it, but you confirm it and consecrate it. And this word right there, which means you replenish. It not only means that you multiply, but you take and confirm and consecrate them. You replenish their inward being also of what should be in there. God warned the future generations not to marry strangers. Marry only like kind.
Amen.
God warned future generations not to marry strangers. Marry only like kind. Don't get with strangers. Nehemiah 13:27, shall we then hearken unto you to do all the great evil, to transgress against our God in marrying? What's the great evil to transgress against God? Marrying strange wives. Strange, strong, strange, in a variety of degrees, foreign, non-relative. They're not yours. They're different. They're strange. They're alien. They're foreign. They're outlandish. Outlandish means they're foreign. They're alien. They're very odd. They're strange. They're out of the way. Wives, you can't get with a person that is not totally like you, with God, spiritual ministry, and all that, and even domestic. They do not belong to you. God never planned it. Do you see? The rebellion of the watcher angels, the rebellion of the watcher angels was greatly fueled by their lusting after human women. The rebellion of the watchers, which were those angels, watcher angels, was greatly fueled by their lusting after human women. Them lusting after strange flesh. You hear that?
Yes.
Them craving for something that was not anything of their like kind. Guard yourself from this. You hear? So the great rebellion of those angels, them lusting after strange flesh, them craving for something that was not anything of their kind. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them. So men begin to multiply, and daughters are born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men. The angels. Sons of God in the Old Testament are angels. You don't hear of sons of God in the New Testament until Jesus came. And he came, he's the greatest, mighty son of to the Father. You see? He is God the Son. He's God, but he's God the Son. He's the Father who became a son to himself. He's still Father, and he's Son too. But Father's highest part of it. You see? Now, and the sons saw that the daughters of men, they were fair. They took them wives of which they chose. And the word took, it's Lakak, I believe it is. They took and seized them, overcame them. They were mighty men, men of renown, huge. And they came and took the wives away from the husbands. And the husbands didn't have enough physical strength to even prohibit it. Think about that. The sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. They took them wives of which they chose. Then there were giants. I'm telling you all this to get where I'm going. How many believe there are changes, 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 changes? Think of the change that Father Noah is seeing. Can you imagine the change? Think of the changes his wife is seeing. Think of the changes what his children are seeing. Can you imagine all these changes? I mean, it's mind-boggling, isn't it? So there was a time when men, they had daughters, they were fair to look upon, and the fallen angels came and took and seized them. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, offspring of giants, but after that, even after that, when the sons of God, the fallen angels came in unto the daughters of men, they bare children to them. The same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown, giants, big, huge, mighty people. You see? See, that right there was the mixing going on right then.
Yes,
fallen angels crossing with females, human females. Jude 1:6-7, the angels which kept not their first estate but left their own habitation, those that did, those that kept not their first estate but left their own habitation, he hath reserved an everlasting change unto darkness, unto the judgment of that great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, not only Sodom and Gomorrah, but the cities about them the same way, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, or set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire, giving themselves over to fornication, ekporneuon, like pornography, porno, to utterly be utterly unchaste, totally opposite from righteous, give self over to fornication. You see? Ekporneuon, indulge in unlawful lust of either sex. Indulge in unlawful lust of either sex. Strange. They give themselves over to strange flesh is what they did. Strange here is a word, a different, another. Strange, altered. It's else. Very altered flesh. Do you see? So the angels which kept not their first estate but left their own habitation, those that did, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, or set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. That's the way it is. The Lord said, I will destroy them in a flood. Are you here?
Yes.
So you must not lust after or chase after or pursue after. You must not lust after, think after, chase after, pursue after anyone, anything that God has not assigned to your life. Please listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. Must not lust after, think after, get your feelings toward it, get your emotions tied up in it, chase after, pursue after anyone, anything that God has not assigned to your life. God will not assign anyone or anything that is not like kind spiritually into your life. He won't do it. God will not assign anyone or anything that is not like kind first, spiritually, that includes ministry and all, into your life. He won't do it. Unauthorized pursuing of anything that is not God assigned, not like kind. Unauthorized pursuing of anything that is not God assigned, like kind, will bring nothing but destruction to you in the end and to other people too. Unauthorized pursuing of anything that is not God assigned is like not like kind will bring nothing but destruction to you in the end. You will drown in a flood of what you have rebelliously self-willed and brought on yourself, of what you have taken for yourself. You will literally drown in a flood of what you have created for yourself. And have rebelliously self-willed of what you have taken for yourself. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Now, keep that in mind always. Do not entertain strangers. Don't ever have a thought toward any person. Don't ever have feelings toward any person. Don't pursue any person. Don't chase after any person who is not just exactly like you divinely. What you believe in God, ministry, what you believe in domestically, and how you could live together and be okay, even in the house or going down the road in the car. You see?
Yes,
it's nothing but trouble. God never planned it. You will drown in a flood of what you have rebelliously self-willed and brought on yourself, of what you have taken for yourself. Do you see that?
Yes,
that's the way it is.
Yes,
hallelujah. Praise God.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.